This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with El Hosek, General Manager for Asia at Panopto Inc. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, El.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Panopto is a 13-year-old company providing video content management solutions. Clients include universities around the world, Fortune 500 companies, and you are also a leader in the webcasting and video streaming space. But the question is, how do you differ from other players on the market, like Zoom, for example?
That comes up more often than you would think. Zoom and, you know, Zoom-like solutions are driven to satisfy your use cases for synchronous, just like, you know, what you would do when you're having a virtual, you know, meeting with someone who's in a different country and, you know, you're having audio video. That's real life communication. And then when it comes to how Panopto complements that is, all of these conversations, meetings, when recorded with tools like Zoom, then you need to be able to have a smart system to manage them, to share them, to edit them, to be able to search and find that exact moment in time. So that's the part that Panopto comes in. But you did also point out that we do live webcasting, which we do. So it goes kind of crosses the line over to the synchronous space. But the difference there is it is one too many. So our customers would use Panopto for town hall meetings where maybe thousands and thousands of people watching a CEO deliver a message. Or universities would use that for large auditorium classrooms, and especially given the current situation right now.
So what would you say is the main focus of Panopto? Because, I mean, it sounds like it has kind of a finger in a lot of pies from what you've been saying. So is the focus of Panopto more on the enterprise video space, so catering to businesses, or is it more in the education space? Because I know that makes up a big portion of your clientele, universities from around the world.
So we started in the education space, and then for the past couple of years, we have been receiving tremendously increased number of inquiries and interest from enterprise, and we fit very nicely. And the main reason for that being is learning continues, right? Lifelong learning continues. You start a new job, you onboard, you need to get to know the processes, the softwares that are used in that new role. And video plays a great role in getting people up and running. So we organically made the switch over to enterprise space. But yes, our roots and dedication to education remains. It just has nicely prepared for us to be able to assist the enterprises of the world. And enterprise has become the fastest growing vertical for us for the past several years.
Do you anticipate that the enterprise segment will continue to be the one of the fastest growing segments, particularly as we are heading into a new normal, so to speak, with the COVID-19 pandemic?
New normal, that's the right way of putting it. I believe so. So traditionally speaking, if there was one area that higher education, which you would think that, you know, the education world is more traditional, right? But they have been very advanced when it came to video and integrating technology in instruction content delivery. Frankly speaking, enterprise was lagging a little bit, but now we see the switch. And I think the embracement accelerated due to COVID-19. So I think we will see video playing a strong and supporting role in many of the enterprises, even post-COVID.
COVID-19 has certainly accelerated the acceptance of video usage in companies around the world. But this is also a very crowded space. Considering the threat and the challenge posed by other competitors like Kumu, like Microsoft, like Zoom itself, perhaps, you know, how do you stay ahead of the competition?
Sure. Healthy competition is a good competition. So in a way, I'm glad that there are other competitors out there because we are all working to educate the masses about how video can be used, how video can be powerful. Now, when it comes to differentiating, there are certain business problems Panopto has become very good at solving them. And it is about creating certain efficiencies. It's not about just, you know, consolidating your video. We are definitely not trying to be everything for everyone. And that's, I think, in my opinion, that's when you start failing. I think where we differentiate the most is our ability to make video as easy and searchable as email could be. And that's one of the reasons that our growth has accelerated in Asia. Although you said that there's, you know, as I agree with you, there's quite a lot of competition out there, but we were able to differentiate ourselves. So it's been quite exciting journey, actually.
So there are no plans then for Panopto to kind of gear itself towards being a digital hub along the lines of the Microsofts and Googles of the world?
No, definitely not. And we are, I'll be honest, we are video nerds. And video is a beast on its own. It looks very simple from outside, but it is a very sophisticated technology to manage the video load. Not only just, you know, building the bridge between the two users or many users to communicate, but in the back end, how do you manage it? How do you make sure that video can be access from any device, from anywhere in the world, given the different connectivity issues and challenges, infrastructures, and any time. And that takes very skilled and talented group of developers, support people, customer success people, and understanding to run a system up and running. And that's why you will see that a company like Zoom, which is booming, right, is not crossing over to video content management space.
Okay, so when we talk about technological advancements and developments, though, you know, how does Panopto guard against duplication of your proprietary technology? Because transcription and voice analytics, for example, these are a significant portion of your offerings, but more and more they are also becoming something that is kind of widely expected from any kind of video provider. How do you ensure that this niche that you wish to occupy is yours and yours alone?
Sure. You are absolutely right. More and more companies are offering different levels of search, right? That's where we also focus on. So meaning if you were doing screen share, you can search for words that were shown on the screen, right? Or if you wanted to search this recording, and every time I said Panopto, it will pop up. If you look at the companies out there, you will see that they offer one or the other. But when you come to Panopto, our goal is to say, all right, everything that is shared in a video should be available to you. It's a full, complete solution that we call Smart Search. So I think ability to provide all of that all together as a core part of the product, it's still something that's missing in the market. There, as I said, there are flavors of it, there are brands of it. But when you go deep inside of it, it's never seen, it's never the core product. It's always an add-on. Now, do they do it when you add it on? Do they do a good job? Sure, absolutely. That's not to, you know, take credit from anyone. But I think it is important that people are looking for a complete solution when it comes to their when it comes to managing their digital assets.
I'm speaking with El Hosek, General Manager for Asia at Panopto. Up next, we'll be talking about Panopto's growth strategies here in Asia, so be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with El Hosek, General Manager for Asia at Panopto Inc., one of the leading providers in the video streaming and webcasting space. So earlier, El, we were talking a bit about what exactly Panopto does and how you plan to stand out to the competition in this extremely crowded space. But now let's talk about its plans for Asia. How big a part does Asia play amidst Panopto's larger growth strategy? I mean, and where has been your largest footprint so far?
Sure. So Asia is definitely the fastest growing market, and within Panopto, the fastest growing group. We are seeing the fastest growth in both sectors, actually, education and enterprise.
Any numbers you can share with us? Because I know that Panopto's saw a 2019 growth of 56% in the enterprise segment and 25% in the education segment for the company overall. So what about here in Asia?
Actually, Asian numbers are a lot more encouraging than the overall numbers. I think I would say that we are definitely pushing it up higher. So in the last quarter, we were about, I think, for our growth goal, 300% above. Just to give you a bit of an idea, we're about to end our fiscal year. So if you look at the interest that comes through the pipeline, it's grown about 1,000%. And these are incredible numbers. And I think this is also something to do with, for the past 2 years, we are a lot more established. We have some credible names that use Panopto, have deployed Panopto, and have become reference customers of Panopto. And some of that information, case studies, are all, we made it available on our website. We've opened up to new markets such as Korea and Japan, and we've seen great growth coming from there. Malaysia has played a key role. It has always been a very stable core market, and we're seeing a further increase this year.
So how well is Panopto bridging the COVID-19 situation? Because I think we've seen somewhat mixed results from players in this space. And Zoom just reported revenues through the roof, but other players like Kumu have also reported drops in their large-term software license renewals. How is Panopto faring amidst this pandemic?
Sure. So before the pandemic, we were, as a group, you know, we were on track to meet our growth ambitions and our growth goals. During the pandemic, it definitely accelerated our progress. But, you know, I would say one of the questions that comes up very fast, what happens after post-COVID? What happens? What's the growth strategy will be? I think one of the things that that we need to pay attention to, how this has organically moving everyone to consider video as a viable option to communicate, and that learning at a distance or working at a distance, it can be manageable, but there needs to be business continuity in place. And I think it is helping bring some level of flexibility to workplace without sacrificing on the effectiveness of employees and engagement. This spike will not continue, of course, you know, for being a spike, it's just going to, I think, level off. I just hope that during this time, all organizations will have thoughtful evaluation and they'll, you know, implement the right technologies that fits their needs and for their anticipated needs. And then I think we'll see it calming down a little bit.
Yes, but can you continue charting these triple, quadruple digit growth numbers here in Asia?
Well, It's a yes and no question, I think, because pandemic has helped organizations like Panopto post these incredible numbers. But again, there is a healthy growth number and there is a accelerated growth number, and we are in the accelerated stage. Every company, you know, they have an incredible increase in their revenues, in their numbers, in their bookings, and then they come to this healthy increase year on year, and that's what we all want to maintain, right? And one of the ways of doing that is making sure that we're not just trying to ride a COVID wave. There are other things happening or outside of COVID. There are still pre-COVID needs of companies and universities that have not changed. They just expanded their use cases, and we need to still pay attention to those and make sure those customers are taken care of. At the same time, as I mentioned before, for Panopto, we're opening up to new markets, and that has always been on our pipeline of a development in Asia. So that has not changed. So we're definitely taking healthy steps towards what our original plan was, and deviations to make sure that everyone else that greatly impacted by the pandemic, we're able to help and assist. Are we going to continue with this huge increase? Perhaps not. But are we going to continue with healthy increase and growth? Absolutely.
So which new markets are particularly on the cards here in Asia for Panopto?
Sure. So Korea and Japan are the two markets that very unique, and we have started invest time and efforts in, and are already seeing positive results.
Any plans for the CLMV countries as well? The Cambodias and the Laos.
Laos. Okay. One of the things when it comes to video is that infrastructure is very important. So whatever the infrastructure is able to support video technology, the openness to using cloud, the larger body of people embracing video outside of their just day-to-day consumption, right, for in a formal, more formal setting, then if these components are there, then Panopto is happy to go in. We are seeing bits and pieces of these from Cambodia and Laos and so on and so forth, but it's not there yet. Now, there are one-off organizations or there will be universities that will come to us and they're ready to embrace, and we are absolutely also ready to help them implement Panopto and enjoy, positive outcomes.
Has internet connection been much of an impediment, even in the countries in which Panopto is present? I mean, China, for example, has a internet penetration of maybe about 50%. And it's while it's growing, internet availability across the Asian region can still be somewhat spotty.
Yes, it can be. It can be, unfortunately. it really can be. So one of the benefits of using Panopto is that how we've combated this is our ability to provide videos for offline viewing. You can download the video content onto the Panopto application and view it from anywhere at any time. So now your example is very true that, even in China, and which is, the second largest market, and in countries like Laos, it's not only the country, the company that in that country we are servicing, but people are, at least pre-COVID, traveling all the time for work, right? And our goal is to make sure you gain access to your content materials from anywhere at any time. So our ability to provide offline viewing and it provided a great amount of flexibility for those folks that are, road warriors and constantly traveling for their work. What I'm trying to make clear is that online or offline, you have the ability to create the content, to view the content. But at some point, of course, you need internet connectivity to transmit the content, to sync the content into your Panopto.
But of course, cybersecurity is also the name of the game when it comes to anything cloud-based these days. And Panopto hosts more than 500 million minutes of video on its cloud. So how do you ensure that security of client data, particularly if you're getting corporates to utilize your platform for closed-door meetings?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that the cost of not having the certain security protocols in place and a breach, the cost of breach is a lot more than actually having the right measures of security in place. So there is the level of application security, and then there is the level of the cloud security, and we utilize AWS, much like many high-profile organizations do today. And the application security is another one. So we have in-house people that are dedicated to make sure that we're constantly combating. I mean, there are people out there will never give up, right? But those are the people that continue to keep us on our toes and make sure that we are alert and that we can safeguard the proprietary digital assets of our clients, high profile or not, because the content belongs to the company or the university. We're just there to securely host it.
Is a buyout anywhere on the cards for Panopto? Because I think for a lot of niche players, sometimes that can become the case. I mean, just last year, Video Inc. was acquired by Enghouse Systems Limited. So is that something that could potentially happen in Panopto's future?
Another good question. I say that good question because this has been asked so many times for the past 4 or 5 years, actually, internally within Panopto and outside too. At the moment, we do not have any plans of that nature, is a short answer. But, we are a growing organization, and I think we do satisfy a very niche technology, although becoming more mainstream, and it's a sophisticated technology. So people have their eye on us, and that's very apparent. Our CEO is actually one of our founders, Eric Burns. So we are very engaged in our company and our operations and our culture. Whole culture piece is a whole another topic we can discuss. but so at the moment, do we have plans? No. Do we welcome, you know, investors and investor conversations? I think for that's true for any private or private company out there. So, but yes, we see the acquisitions happening all the time, the acquiring happening, sometimes a part of the companies, we see it, not necessarily the parent one, but, you know, at the moment, that's not something that is being actively focused on.
I mean, is Panopto profitable, actually, considering the scale of your expansion and your ambitious plans, particularly here in Asia?
I would like to say yes, because...
You would like to say, or you would say?
Yes, yes. Panopto is profitable. I think we've crossed over that. We have crossed over that a line where a you know small business that is you know just focused on total sales, new sales, and they're just looking at those numbers, right? When a small organization, startups, and that's what they want to show. But then your next stage will be your profitability and, you know, are you paying your bills and making money on the side? And I think it's fair for me to say that we have crossed over that. So we feel very stable in the market. We are private, so we don't necessarily share, you know, all of our financial data. But we have made the switch over to a healthier, I think, almost mid-sized company. Now, Panopto Asia is still, I consider, a still small business within a bigger, you know, unit. But we've definitely, all of us have crossed over that threshold. And for those of us who have been here for that, it's been a good journey.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Elle. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for your time and appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Elle Hosek, General Manager for Asia at Panopto. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.